Well, greetings, everybody. With Bob Christopher and Richard Piper, I'm Bob Davis, and this is Basic Gospel. If it's the top of the hour, 3 p.m. Central Time, you're hearing the live Basic Gospel program, and we want you to be a part of it. If you have a question or if there's something you'd like to talk about, let us hear about it, too. The lines are open at 844-322-2742, and that number is good in the U.S. and in Canada. 844-322-2742. Call now because it's Basic Gospel, and here's Bob Christopher.
Well, thanks, Bob. It's been an exciting time in my life and the life of our family. I'm a new granddad.
You are indeed.
And,
congratulations.
I'm pretty excited about that. Kai Joseph was born last Wednesday, 8/8/18 at 5:38 in the afternoon.
And if so, Facebook is any indication, the entire family's happy about it.
Oh, we sure are. He is just a precious little boy and just perfect in every way.
Yeah.
And, boy, I'm enjoying being a granddad. It is so much fun.
If you need any lessons, let me know.
I will. So happy times at the Christopher household.
That's great.
And we are just so excited to welcome him into the world and to be able to love him and just watch him grow and hopefully one day come to know Jesus and the love of Jesus. Mackenzie is already reading the Bible to him, a little story Bible. It's just so fun to see that and just to think about what the future is as far as God is concerned for little Kai's life.
Yeah,
so it is exciting times. Today we're talking about identity. We're talking about identity all month. And I love this particular passage we're going to read today in Philippians chapter 3. And it starts like this: "Finally, my brothers, rejoice in the Lord. To write the same things to you is no trouble to me and is safe for you." So I love this command, rejoice in the Lord. I mean, when you have Christ, you have everything.
Yeah.
I mean, the world offers all sorts of things for you, but when you bite into it, you find out it's hollow, that there's no substance, there's nothing there that can fill that void in your life. And then you come to Christ, and He fills that void. He gives you life. He gives you everything you need for life and godliness. And you have Him with you every single moment of the day. And so Paul is saying, based on this, rejoice. Rejoice in the Lord. And so he says, if I have to write what has happened to you 100 times, 1,000 times, 1,000,000 times, it's no bother to me.
Yeah.
Because I love to tell the story of Jesus. I love to write about Jesus. I love to write about what has happened to those who have received Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
So if I need to, I'll write to you again and again and again,
yeah,
so that you can come to that point in your life where you are genuinely rejoicing in the Lord. And then he gives a warning. He says, look out for the dogs, look out for the evildoers, look out for those who mutilate the flesh. So just like what was happening in the province of Galatia, Judaizers were coming along and saying, yeah, this Jesus thing is okay, but if you really want to be a true Christian, then you need to be circumcised, you need to follow the customs of the law. And Paul is giving a warning here to the Philippians to watch out for these people. And then he says this, and this is where identity comes into play in this particular passage. He says, "For we are the real circumcision, who worship by the Spirit of God and glory in Christ Jesus and put no confidence in the flesh." So what is the definition of a true believer, of a genuine Christian? Someone who is the real circumcision, someone who has been circumcised of the heart, who's had that heart, the evil of the heart, cut away so that it can freely respond to the grace of God that's available to us in Christ Jesus.
Yeah.
So Paul talked about that in Romans chapter 2, verse 29. He describes the circumcision of the heart. He also mentions that in Colossians 2, 13, that we have been circumcised. And that's exactly what the gospel does. It takes this old hard heart of ours, it cuts away the evil, and it makes it new, fleshly, pliable, reliant, trusting of God Himself, believing in Jesus. So that heart was once a heart of unbelief, and now it's a heart of belief. And because that circumcision of the heart has changed, then we have a whole new life. and he gives kind of the flow of what this life looks like. We worship by the Spirit of God. So our hearts are responding to the Spirit of God in us, and it's by the very power of the Spirit of God that we worship him or serve him. And that's what this word worship really means here. It means to serve. It's exactly the same thing that Paul wrote in Romans 12, 1 and 2, mm-hmm. that we offer our bodies as a living sacrifice, which is our reasonable act of worship or act of service. Yes. So how do we do that? By the power of the Spirit of God. And then we glory in Christ Jesus. So when we come to Christ, we recognize that he is everything. My journey has stopped. My searching has come to an end. My seeking has ended. Mm-hmm. Why? Because I've found everything I've looked for, everything I've desired, everything I've longed for in the person of Jesus Christ. And so before, I had my confidence in the flesh, but now in meeting Christ, I put no confidence in the flesh whatsoever. Well, this is our identity as believers. This is our new life as children of God. We have new hearts. We've been circumcised. We're the real circumcision. Mm-hmm. We have hearts that can genuinely respond to God. And then we live out this new life by the power of God's Spirit in honor, lifting up the very name of Jesus who saved us by his blood, his shed blood on the cross, and his resurrected life.
That is good news at Basic Gospel, everybody. Thanks for joining us. And friends, question for you. How is your Christian life working? Well, if you struggle to make it work, there's a reason that it's not. The why of that can be found in Bob Christopher's Harvest House book called Simple Gospel, Simply Grace. And at only $10, it can make a huge difference in how you approach every day of your life. You'll find Simple Gospel, Simply Grace at basicgospel.net, a prominent link right on the homepage, or you can order by phone at 844-322-2742. As I said, it's only $10, and we pay the shipping. Order yours today and find out how the Christian life is really supposed to work. Again, that's Simple Gospel, Simply Grace. Well, it is Basic Gospel, as I said. Open lines, 844-322-2742. We want to hear from you. If you have a question or something you'd like to discuss with us live, if it's the 3 o'clock hour, well, you can call right now, 844-322-2742. And over the weekend, we got this call from Bill, and it really gets to the bottom of things. Let's listen.
Hi, Bob. This is Bill. You and I have talked a couple of times, I think. I listen to you guys every night, and I just hope you'll talk a little bit about this subject, eternal security. Once saved, always saved, because I need it. Thank you. Thank you very much. Bye-bye.
Well, Bill, thanks for asking that. And Bill had a little bit more information in that phone call, mm-hmm. and I was actually able to hear that. It was a call direct to me, and it's such an important subject. I wanted us to address it on the broadcast, but apparently Bill had been listening to another radio broadcast, another minister who holds a completely different view, who says very clearly that a believer can lose their salvation, that if they sin enough, that there's a point, a line that they cross, and once they cross that, then God departs and they've lost their salvation, never to be recovered again.
That's tragic.
It is tragic, and it's a scary, scary theology, because who of us could stand underneath that?
No, who
of us could get to the very end and say we are saved? All of us are going to fall flat on our faces. All of us are going to stumble. All of us are going to give in to the temptations that come our way at various times in life. So if it's up to us to maintain our salvation, there is no hope for any of us.
Right.
That's why all of the gospel is on the shoulders of Jesus Christ. Now, he died for our sins, and he took away every single one. And that is so important for us to understand. Why? Because sin was the very cause of our spiritual death. When you and I come into this world, we come into this world spiritually dead. We have that emptiness inside of us, that hole in our heart. We all go through life knowing that something at our very core is wrong. And then we hear the gospel, and we go from death to life in Jesus Christ. Well, it would be impossible for us to go from death to life if the sin issue hadn't been dealt with once and for all by Jesus Christ.
Right.
So he took away the very thing that killed us, sin. And when we come to Christ, that core of unbelief in us, which is sin, is changed. It goes from unbelief to belief in Jesus. So we have brand new hearts, living hearts, and our spirit has been made alive with Jesus, and Jesus comes to live inside of us. Now, he has promised that he will never leave us nor forsake us, and that promise stands because the work of the cross, because the sin issue has been dealt with. So once we are saved, it's an eternal proposition. It's an eternal reality. Christ has become our life. Christ's life is indestructible. So we have great hope. We've been sealed by the Holy Spirit as the promise guaranteeing our future in Christ Jesus, that one day when we're absent from this body, we are going to be present with the Lord. So there's no way that we can walk away from it. Now, somebody who teaches that you can lose your salvation, I guarantee you, is not teaching the life side of the salvation story.
Absolutely
it's
not.
It's simply a person has received forgiveness, maybe a golden ticket that you can present at the pearly gates when you die, and that will give you entry into heaven. But with the idea that golden ticket can be snatched away at any time if God so chooses. Well, that's not salvation. Forgiveness isn't salvation. Forgiveness is a part of the story of salvation, but forgiveness really is experiencing the very life of Christ. So when we receive Jesus, when we respond to the gospel, we receive Jesus, his life in us. And he's never going to leave us. He's never going to forsake us. He's with us forever. So we may try to walk away from him, but he just goes right with us. Why? Yeah. Because he has saved us. He has saved us completely and eternally. So we can count on the fact that once we've been made alive, we'll never go back to death again. Once we've been set free from sin and death, we will never be under the power of sin and death ever again. And once we've been sealed by the Holy Spirit, then our future has been cast.
Yes.
We can count on the fact that our names are written in the Lamb's Book of Life and will never be blotted out, and that when we die, we're going to be absent from the body and present with the Lord. It is such an important truth for us to grasp hold of. And if we don't, then it just means a life of struggle, a life of fear, a life of anxiety, a life of walking on eggshells as far as your relationship with Christ is concerned.
Yes.
And we want to crush that.
Oh,
that's no way to live. That's not the joy of the Lord. Paul isn't going to say rejoice in the Lord if there's a possibility that you can lose that salvation, is he?
Yeah. Yeah. People, when you hear pastors or others talk about if you sin badly enough or if you sin too much, think of the logic they're trying to force down your throat. There is no logic. God never graded on the curve. At the very beginning, he said, in the day you eat of that fruit, you will surely die. He didn't say, okay, it's the third time or the best out of seven. No, it's not. You know, if you want to quote Jesus, it's not 70 times 7. If you sin, you die. So if Jesus didn't deal with all sin once and for all, then no one is saved. It's not that you get saved and lose it. It's that no one would be saved. So think through the logic that they're trying to fog you with. They're trying to confuse you and control you with it. Jesus died for all sin once. He raised victorious over death. Once, it's done. I mean, completely, utterly done. Trust Jesus. Don't trust any of us humans. Keep your eyes on Jesus. Let his victory be your victory. Otherwise, you're just going to be in a mess your whole life.
Yeah,
Exactly. And here's some final words from Jesus Christ himself. My sheep hear my voice, and I know them, and they follow me. And I give them eternal life,
yes.
and they will never perish. And no one will snatch them out of my hand. My Father who has given them to me is greater than all, and no one is able to snatch them out of the Father's hand. I and the Father are one. So if you want some confidence, if you want some real security in life, heed the words of Jesus. If you've heard his voice, if you have followed him, you are one of his sheep,
yes.
and you are in his hands, and you are in the Father's hands, and no one can snatch you out of either one. So you are eternally secure, Bill, and yes. don't let anybody try to confuse you with any other message other than the one that's delivered clearly in the Word of God.
That is just good news. It's basic gospel, everybody. It's the good news that you hear every day on this broadcast, and we'd love to hear from you. If you have a question, give us a call, 844-322-2742. Guys, Lisa Frayers, who is the National Sales Director for Touch Canada Broadcasting, shared a message that she received from a listener named Albert, who hears basic gospel in Edmonton, Alberta, on AM 930 The Light. Albert's message, it says this. Albert says, I have had a lot on my plate lately. I have never felt so alone, and God has turned his back on me. My wife left me after 34 years of marriage, and I was let go from my job. I suffered from depression, and at times I feel I can't go on any longer. I know it sounds weird, but the show Basic Gospel has really been a program that has been speaking into my life. It is strange how a program on a radio station can help, but it is amazing how they touch on subjects that hit close to home. So thank you for your station. And thank you for your programs. That's from Albert in Edmonton, Alberta. And that's why we do what we do. Listeners like Albert need to know that God loves them, that he has not turned his back on them, and that he will never leave them nor forsake them.
Well, I like the fact that Albert wrote to the station and
yes.
Shared some very kind and encouraging words. And that's what we have to realize. When we come to these microphones, we have no earthly idea who's listening. We have no earthly idea the kind of problems, the kind of things that they are going through in life, but God does. And so at the right time, mm-hmm. that message begins to soften a heart. That message begins to give some hope. That message begins to ease a situation that somebody was in. And certainly Albert has had a lot on his
yes.
plate. I mean,
yes.
Divorce, loss of job, all the depressing feelings that can come with that. And he needs hope. And thank goodness that Basic Gospel was on that particular station at
yeah.
the time that he tuned in. And here's the great thing, folks. Folks looking for answers, people who are looking for answers, usually turn to the radio to find those answers.
Yes, right.
Why? Because there's such a personal one-to-one warmth about what they're hearing on that radio dial. And so this person, Albert, was looking for some answers, and he found some hope. He found some encouragement. And that is so exciting to us here at Basic Gospel. And we certainly want to thank all of our supporters who give each and every month to enable this broadcast to go out. Without your help, we would not be reaching into Albert's life.
For
into
sure.
thousands of others just like him who are trying to find some hope, who are trying to see if there is a light actually at the end of the tunnel that they are in, and to find new life in Jesus Christ. So thank you to our donors. And Albert, if you're listening, man, our hearts go out to you.
Yeah.
And we pray that you will just continue to listen. And if there is anything that we can do, we would love to send you resources that can encourage you even more. So please reach out to us. You can write to me at bob@basicgospel.net. That's bob@basicgospel.net. And we would love to send you all sorts of resources that I think would be a big help to you as you go through this current situation.
Well, Albert and many other people whose lives have been touched are the reason that we do what we do every day. And as Bob, as you said, we thank our listeners who have been so faithful in their support month by month. And friends, if you're new to Basic Gospel, you can share in the blessing also of helping others hear, believe, and live in this good news, this love, grace, and life of our Lord Jesus Christ. You can donate online at basicgospel.net and in Canada at basicgospel.net/Canada. You can donate by phone at 844-322-2742, and you can give through the Basic Gospel app or with PayPal. And when you make your August gift, we'll send you a copy of our excellent new CD series, The Real You. It's all about identity, the right to be or become a child of God. And we'll send it to you as our way of saying thank you for your gift during the month of August. Bob?
Well, thanks, Bob. Somebody responded to our answer on eternal security and wrote this, and she's watching on YouTube. She says, my husband believes this bad theology. They preach this at their church, and so are he and the people who believe this saved. So if you believe you can lose your salvation, have you actually received salvation? Now, that's hard for us, for any of us to judge. We don't know a person's heart. When I received Christ, I responded to a message concerning the cross. I knew I needed Jesus. Well, it was some 8 years later that I discovered that Jesus actually came to live inside of me. Now, I never doubted that I needed Jesus. I never doubted that he was the answer. But I didn't know the full story. So what we've learned over our many years of being in ministry is oftentimes true believers don't know the full story. And once they know the full story, they will say, I've always wondered. I've always felt that there was more to the story than I knew, and now I really know it. So we see a lot of confirmation, a lot of affirmation when people hear it, and they begin to grow. They really begin to respond to the grace of God, start trusting the very life of Christ living in them, and they begin to see a growth in their relationship with Christ. Others who hear the full story, the death, the burial, and resurrection of Christ, that we are forgiven of our sins and saved by the very life of Christ, when they hear that, they may respond and say, well, I never believed that. I never knew that to be the gospel. I thought it was all on my shoulders. Mm-hmm. I thought it was up to me. And so they recognize that they've never been saved, and they respond and receive the very life of Christ. So we're not sure. We can't make a judgment. Only God knows the heart. But here's the truth. If somebody has genuinely been saved, then God's Spirit has come to live inside of them.
Right.
And God's Spirit is committed to bringing truth to that person's heart and soul and mind.
Yeah.
And so if he's believing something different, there's going to be a conflict. There's going to be this real conflict that goes on, and the Spirit of God is going to win that battle and bring a person to the point of saying, yes, Jesus, it is all of you. You have saved me once and for all, and thank you that you're alive living in me, and I will never doubt, I will never put the responsibility of the Christian life on my shoulders again, because I can't do it. I can't live up to those high standards. Only you did, and now you have come to live inside of me. So from this point forward, I'm going to trust, I'm going to thank, I'm going to rejoice in you for the great salvation that you have brought to me.
Absolutely. Great answer, Bob, and thank you. Thank you to the YouTube listener as well. And to all of you who pose a question to allow us to give you the truth from the Word of God here at Basic Gospel, it's a privilege to be here and to hear from all of you, and especially to hear from listeners like Albert, and to hear from great radio stations that support the message of Basic Gospel here every day. So thanks to everyone who's a part of this. Friends, we're talking this month a lot about the important issue, the issue of identity. And to say thanks for your help this month, we'll send you a copy of our five-message CD series, The Real You, to explain your true identity as a child of God. You can donate online, as I said, at basicgospel.net, and in Canada, basicgospel.net/Canada. You can donate by phone at 844-322-2742 or with PayPal. And the Basic Gospel app is a great way as well. It's a great way to stay connected. If you haven't downloaded it yet, we encourage you to do that, the Basic Gospel app. And when you do, when you give this month, we'll send you a copy of our CD, The Real You. Remember, if you have a question, you can call anytime, 24 hours a day, 844-322-2742. Of course, actually, we're on the air live at 3 p.m. Central Time every day, but you can leave that question anytime, 844-322-2742. Well, now for Bob Christopher, for Richard Piper, and all the ministry team, I'm Bob Davis with your invitation to be here again tomorrow for another live edition of Basic Gospel. We'll see you then. Bye-bye.